Watch. ಸದಾಂ ಸ್ವಾತ್ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಪ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ತ ತರಸತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಚ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನವದ್ವೀಪ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್. Can take this.
Spiritualizing the whole world is Bhagavad Dharma discourses. Lord Sri Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago tomorrow for the purpose of Bhagavad Dharma discourses. He says to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, I originally spoke this to the sun god, but in the course of time it is lost, and now again I am speaking to you. Either he comes himself or he sends his confidential devotee, always for the same purpose, to speak Bhagavat Dharma discourses. So we can say the same thing today, that in the course of time, Bhagavad Gita as it is has been lost. But Lord Sri Krishna has appeared again through his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. He is doing the same thing. He is presenting again Bhagavad Gita as it is, or Bhagavat Dharma discourses. So none of us can calculate the mercy, the advantage that we are in, to be hearing directly from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord. All we can say is, thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly participating with this Krishna consciousness movement. As already described by Srimad Kirtanananda Maharaj, that this Bhagavad Dharma was spoken by Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan. It is a Sanskrit word. Bhaga means fortunes. And Ban means one who possesses. These two words combined together makes the word Bhagavan or the supreme fortunate. We calculate our fortune if somebody is very rich, if somebody is very strong, if somebody is very beautiful, if somebody is very wise, if somebody is in renounced order of life. In this way, there are six opulences, and these opulences, when one possesses in fullness, without any rivalry, he is called Bhagavan. The richest of all, the wisest of all, the most beautiful, the most famous, the most renowned, in this way, Bhagavan. And the Bhagavat also comes from the word Bhaga. From Bhaga, when it is used, participle adjective, it becomes Bhaga. The Bhagavat, the same thing, Ban, this word is comes from the word Bhat Sabda, Bhagavat. In Sanskrit, every word is grammatically very systematically bound up, every word. Therefore, it is called Sanskrit language. Sanskrit means reform. We cannot manufacture by whims. It must be strictly according to the grammatical rules and regulations. So the Bhagavad Dharma means the relationship between the devotees and the Lord. The Lord is Bhagavan and the devotee is Bhagavat, or in relationship with Bhagavan. So everyone is related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like father and son is always related. That relation cannot be broken. At any stage, but sometimes it happens that the son, out of his own independence, he goes out of his home and forgets the affectionate relationship with father. In your country, it is not very extraordinary things. So many sons go out of father's affectionate home, that is very ordinary experience. So everyone has got independence. Similarly, we are all sons of God, but we are at the same time independent. Not fully independent, but independent. We have got the tendency of having independence. Because God is fully independent and we are born of God, therefore we have got the quality of independence. Although we cannot be absolutely independent as God, but the tendency is there that I shall become independent. So, the living entities, we are part and parcel of God. When we want to live independently of God, that is our conditional stage. Conditional stage means we accept a body, material body, which is conditioned in so many ways. Just like the body undergoes six kinds of changes. It is born, the body is born, not the living entity. It is born at a certain date. It remains for some time. It grows. It gives some byproducts. Then the body dwindles and at last it vanishes. The six kind of changes. Not only these six kind of changes, but also there are many tribulations. They are called threefold miseries, pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, miseries offered by other living entities, miseries happening by natural disturbances. And after all, the whole thing is summarized into four principles, namely birth, death, old age and disease. These are our conditional life. So, in order to get out of these conditions of life, if we revive our Bhagavad consciousness or Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, whatever you like, when you speak of Krishna, means the Supreme Lord. God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, or our original consciousness. Just like every one of us, we remember always that I am the son of such and such gentleman. Such and such gentleman is my father. It is natural to remember one's father and his relationship with father. And in ordinary business also, the etiquette is, if one presents his identification, he has to give his father's name. In India, it is very essential. And the father's name or the title is the last name of everyone. So, when we forget the Supreme Father, Krishna, and we want to live independently, independently means if we want to enjoy life according to my whims, that is called so-called independence. But by such independence, we are never happy. So, we transmigrate for this so-called illusionary happiness from one body to another. Because a particular body has got a particular facility of happiness. Just like every one of us, we want to fly in the sky. But because we are human beings, we have no wings, we cannot fly. But the birds, although they are animals, lower animals, they can easily fly. In this way, if you make analytical study, every particular body has got a particular type of facility, while others haven't got. But we want all facilities of life. That is our inclination. Just like modern scientists, they're trying to go to other planets. But their condition, they cannot go. We can see there are millions and trillions of planets before us. The sun planet, the moon planet, the Venus, the Mars. Sometimes we wish how I could go there. But because I am conditioned, I am not independent, I cannot go. But originally, because you are spirit soul, originally you were free to move anywhere. Just like Narad Muni. Narad Muni moves everywhere. Any planet he likes, he can go. Still, there is one planet within this universe which is called Siddha Loka. That Siddha Loka, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, they can fly from one planet to another without any aeroplane. Even yogis, hatha yogis, those are practice, they can also go from anywhere to any place. The yogis, they sit down in one place and immediately transfer in another place. They take a dip in some river nearby here and they can get up in some river in India. They dip here and they rise there. These are yogic powers. So, we have got immense independence. But we are now conditioned by this body. Therefore, in the human form of life, it is an opportunity to get back our original independence. That is called Krishna consciousness, freedom. When we have got our spiritual body, without being covered by this material body, we have got our spiritual body within this material body, very small. That is my real identification. Now, I am covered by two kinds of material bodies. One is called subtle body and the other is called gross body. The subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego, false ego. And the gross body is made of earth, water, fire, air and ether mixed together, this body. The two kinds of body we have got. And we are changing Generally, we can see the gross body. We cannot see the subtle body. Just like everyone knows, I know that you have got your mind. I know that you have got intelligence. You know, I have got mind, I have got intelligence. But I cannot see your mind, I cannot see your intelligence. I cannot see your determination. I cannot see your thoughts, thinking, feeling and willing. Similarly, you cannot see. You see my gross body, made of this earth, water, air, fire. And I can see your gross body. Therefore, when this gross body is changed and you are carried, you go away by this subtle body, and that is called death. We say, oh, my father has gone away. How do you see that your father has gone away? The body is here lying. But actually his father has gone away by the subtle body. Just like at night, we are sleeping in our nice apartment, but the subtle body takes me away on the top of a mountain. Sometimes we see I've come in dream. I've come on the top of a mountain, very high, and I'm falling down. Although, actually, my gross body is sleeping in a nice, comfortable apartment. But the subtle body carries me. We have got daily experience. Similarly, death means this gross body we change. Just like you have got your shirt and coat. So you change the coat, but you keep your shirt. You do it. Generally. Similarly, I keep my subtle body and I give up my gross body. That is called death. And I am carried by the subtle body in the womb of another mother by the laws of nature, and I develop another gross body, material supplied by the mother. And when the body is prepared, I come out of the womb of mother and I work again with that subtle and gross body. And Bhagavad Dharma means that we have to transcend both the gross and subtle body, come to the spiritual body. It is very scientific. And as soon as we come to the spiritual body, mukta sanga, being freed from the gross and subtle body, we come to a real body, spiritual body, then actually we feel happiness and independence. So this process of Krishna consciousness is the highest benediction for the human society, because it is trying to bring the human being to the platform of spiritual body, transcending the gross and subtle material mode. That is the highest perfection. Human life is made for coming to that platform, the spiritual platform, transcending the gross and material bodily concept of life. That is possible. It is made easy in this age called Kali. It is not very good time. Simply, disagreement, fighting, quarreling, misunderstanding, this age is full of all these happenings. Therefore, to come to the spiritual platform is very difficult in this age. Formerly, it was not so difficult. People were very easily trained up by the Vedic process. But now the people are not interested. They are simply interested with the gross body or a little more who is a little advanced, the subtle body. But they have no information of the spiritual body. Although there is advancement of education, there is no education about the spiritual body. They're simply concerned with the gross material and subtle body. Therefore, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is very important movement. Those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness movement, they are very, very fortunate. So, I shall further explain one song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur was one of our predecessor, acharya, teacher. And his songs are accepted in our Vaishnava society as Vedic truth. He has written in simple language, but it contains the Vedic truth. So, he has got many songs. One of the songs is Hari Hari Bi Phale Janama Gwain. He says, my dear Lord, I am simply wasting the valuable time of my life. Bi Phale Janama Gwain. Everyone takes birth as human being, but he does not know how to utilize it. He utilizes it just like animal. The animal eats, we simply make arrangement of eating unnaturally. That is our advancement. In the animal kingdom, every particular animal has got a particular type of food. Just like tiger. A tiger eats flesh and blood. But if you give tiger nice oranges or grapes, he will not touch it. Because that is not his food. Similarly, a hog eats too. If you give the hog nice halwa, it will not touch. You see? So, every particular animal has got a particular type of food. Similarly, we human beings, we have got our particular type of food also. What is that? Fruits, milk, grains. Just like our teeth is made, you take fruit, you can easily cut into pieces by this tooth. But if you take a piece of flesh, it will be difficult to cut with this teeth. But a tiger has got particular type of teeth. He can immediately cut into pieces the flesh. So we are advancing in education, but we do not study even of our teeth. We simply go to the dentist. This is our advancement of civilization. A tiger never goes to dentist. Although its teeth are so strong that immediately he can cut into pieces, but he doesn't require a dentist because he doesn't eat anything which is unnatural for him. But we eat anything damn, therefore we require the help of dentist. So our human being has got a particular type of business. That business is to study or to discuss on the Bhagavata life. That is our natural. Bhagavata Dharma. We should try to understand Bhagavan. Bhagavata Dharma I have already explained. Bhagavan and the Bhakta or Bhagavata. Their relationship. That is called Bhagavata. So, it is very easy. How? Now, simply you have to hear about Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like, suppose we have forgotten our home. I left my home since a long time. I've forgotten my father. So if somebody reminds me, do you know such gentleman? He is your father. You are playing in such a way, his father was helping him in this way. If you simply talk of his father, he remembers his home. Oh yes. Similarly, we have forgotten our father, our relationship with father. If we simply hear about him, then we remember. It's a simple process. Sinnatang sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana ridyantasthya avadrani vidhunati suhitsata. Simply we have to hear about Krishna. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And we have forgotten Krishna or forgotten our Supreme Father on account of material contamination. So, if we hear about Krishna attentively, just like you are doing now kindly, it is very good opportunity. I thank you very much. You are all young, boys and girls, but you are very fortunate. Your fathers, grandfathers do not come here, but you have come. So because you are fortunate. So similarly, continue this. Just try to hear about Krishna. Your life will be successful. You haven't got to do anything. It doesn't require that you have to become a master of degree examination. M.A., Ph.D. or D.Sc. No. God has given you these 2 years, and if you kindly, submissively hear from the realized souls, then your life will be successful. Actually, that is happening. All these boys and girls who have come to me in different parts of the world, simply by hearing, I have not bribed them, I have no money. So they are sacrificing their everything for me. Why? Simply by hearing. That's all. So the hearing is so strong. And they are educated boys, they are university graduates. I am not befooling them. But as they are hearing, they are understanding the gravity of the movement, and gradually they are becoming convinced and firmly situated in the post. So this is called Bhagavata. So we are giving opportunity to everyone to hear about Krishna. Of course, in your country, it is new. But in our country, in India, still, although India is fallen in so many ways, still if there is some Bhagavad discourses, throngs of people, crowds will come there. We are holding Bhagavad discourses in Calcutta, Bombay, Delhi, Madras, Jaipur, big cities. So in Calcutta and Bombay we saw 30,000 people were daily attending, continually, for 10 days. Similarly in Bombay. So although there is propaganda in India to forget Krishna consciousness, but how they can forget? They're born in a land where Krishna appeared. They cannot forget. They have been given the opportunity to take birth in India. That is also due to pious activities. But unfortunately, they are being forced to be dragged. I do not wish to discuss this point. But Krishna is for everyone. It is not that Krishna is for Indians or for the Hindus or for... No. Krishna is for everyone. So in your country, this Krishna consciousness movement is started since 1966 from New York, and gradually we are having more and more students and branches. So kindly continue this habit. Simply hear about Krishna. Then Krishna will help you. He is within your heart. He will help you in every way. Tesam satatujuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam tadami buddhi jogam tam jinamam upajantite. Krishna says, if anyone is very serious and sincere and constantly engaged in my devotional service, satata, satata means constantly. Satata juktyanam bhajatang priti purvakam. Engaged in devotional service with love and faith. For them, Krishna says, buddhi jogam dadami tam. I give him intelligence. Because Krishna is everyone, Krishna is within your heart. In my heart, your heart, everyone's heart. So he gives you intelligence. What kind of intelligence? The intelligence by using which one can come or go back to home, back to God. That intelligence. So, this Bhagavad Dharma discourses means constantly calling, my dear sir, please get up. Please get up. Jeevi jago, jeevi jago, gura chadabal. This is the message of Lord Chaitanya. He says, my dear jeev, living being, kindly get up. This is the opportunity. So I was explaining Narottam Das Thakur's song. Let me finish it. He says, hari hari bhifale janama guayinu. Manosya janama paiya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya visha khain. He says, my dear Lord, I got this valuable human form of life, but I have wasted it for nothing. Because this life is meant for understanding Radha and Krishna. But I did not do so. Therefore, I have taken poison with knowledge. Just like sometimes make suicide. He takes poison. He knows that as soon as he will take the poison, he will die. Similarly, one who is not taking to Krishna consciousness, that means he is taking poison. This is the opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious. And if you don't take this opportunity, that means knowingly I am drinking poison. Janiya suniya viso khain. So, what is the process of Krishna consciousness? Golokera premodhana harinam sankirtana. This harinam sankirtana, just like we receive vibration from the radio, from different countries. Similarly, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, this vibration we are receiving from the spiritual world. Golokera premodhana harinam sankirtana. Rotina janmila kenotar. I could not get my attachment to this transcendental vibration. Vishaya vishanale divanishi hiya jale toribare nakoinu upar. I am suffering constantly with the poison of this materialistic way of life. And I did not try to get out of it by taking shelter of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then he says that Brajanda Nandana Jai Sochishita Hoilo Sei. In this age, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared 5,000 years ago as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajanda Nandan. Nanda Maharaj was the king of Braja, Brajendra, and his Nandan, his son. That means Krishna. Brajanda Nandana Jai Sachishuta Hilo. That Krishna has appeared in this age as the son of Mother Sachi. Lord Chaitanya's mother's name was Sachi Devi. Balaram Hailo Nikar. Balaram. The same Balaram who appeared as Krishna's elder brother, he has appeared as Nityananda, Gaur Nita. So what is their business? Papitapi jato chilo hariname udhari. Their business is there are two kinds of people within this material world. Another one is committing sin and the other is suffering this sinful reaction. Papi tapi. That is our business. In this life, I am suffering the resultant action of my past impious activities and I am creating another set of impious activities so that I shall suffer next life. This is our position. Papi, tapi, jato, chila. Therefore, there are two kinds of activities. Papi, tapi, jato, chila, harinami uddhar. But all these people can be delivered simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.